Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out, franklinarmory.com. Did we get Super Dave? Okay, well, normally we would have Super Dave. We don't have Super Dave right now, so it's just going to be me and you. And, well, that's not such a bad pairing now, is it? Have you ever asked yourself, what would you do? We just recently went through the 20th anniversary of 9/11, and at the Federalist, a young lady named Kylie Zimpel published a poignant reflection titled, Would You Have Stormed the Cockpit? And through the lens of that question, she examined the character necessary for the passengers of Flight 93 to take on a bunch of terrorists armed with box cutters and bombs. And she also asked, what sort of culture instills this character within its people? And it's a very powerful piece. But it left unexplored the imminent reality that every American is already facing the same situation today. The passengers of United Flight 93 were ordinary citizens who realized that their plane had been hijacked. But that was only the first shock of the day. And until that day, hijackers made demands and promised safety if the demands were met. So the proper response was stay calm and wait for the professional hostage negotiators to arrive. But that morning, everything changed because the plane became the weapon. It was weaponized at that point. And because of mobile phones and everything else, which makes me wonder how come these planes didn't crash when everybody was calling their loved ones, through cellular communication, the passengers of Flight 93 learned that three other hijacking situations had not ended by landing the plane and commencing hostage negotiations. So the people of Flight 93 were pretty basically put into the same situation as the World Trade Center jumpers, because now they were armed with enough knowledge to understand, you know, and they had very little time to figure this out too. That was a second shock. They found out these planes were slamming into targets, making the carnage 10 times worse. We've had decades of hindsight to process this. People of Flight 93 had minutes. And the passengers of Flight 93 were forced to grasp their new reality in real time. To my knowledge, none of them were trained as counterterrorists. They weren't pilots. They did not have the luxury of time to ponder the predicament over days. Their only authority at that particular moment was that they were armed with truth and they had minutes to act. So they huddled, and in a very hushed conversation among the passengers, they took in the situation and came to the horrific realization that the civilian plane they were boarded on now was a militarized weapon. This was 90 tons of aircraft to convey passengers at 500 miles per hour. Now it was converted into a missile with 7,000 gallons of jet fuel for its warhead. And the threat went beyond the death of the passengers, and rather they themselves have become a weapon against untold innocents on the ground. Todd Beamer clearly understood what was going on. The need to regain control of the airplane was not just about self-preservation. It was about the preservation of hundreds of people oblivious to the approaching threat. And in that moment, these normal people took the option of inactivity and wiped it off the table. They decided, you know, they didn't say it out loud, but they figured out what their duty was, and duty is an unremitting obligation that cannot be shirked. Beamer's wife confirms his realization in their book, Let's Roll, Ordinary People, Extraordinary Courage. And there she related an interview with Lisa Jesperson, the last person with whom she spoke. Discussing his plan to rush the cockpit, Jefferson asked, are you sure that's what you want to do? And he answered, it's what I have to do. And there is no choice left in those words. It's a terrible realization to come to understand that I no longer have choices. Now I've got to do this. I've got to act. This is something I don't normally do, and I got to go do it. And good citizens, like Beamer, did not see themselves as extraordinary heroes. This was not, you know, this was not the Justice League. This was not the Marvel Universe. This wasn't, some hero cop or something. This was people, passengers on a jet plane, taking in their new reality, their new truth, and choosing what they were going to do with it. They would rather have spent extra time with the family than sally forth in the battle, because this is why Beamer was on the morning flight to San Francisco when others had left the night before on the trip that he was going on. It is precisely the deep wells of family and community that instill in good citizens that character necessary to rise to the occasion. All that is required is to unleash those reservoirs of quiet strength. And the way you do that is to recognize the moment. And in the 20 years since, there's been so much focus on preventing more airplanes from being hijacked for evil purposes that more devastating hijackings have gone unnoticed. Today, it's not four airplanes, but a host of civic institutions that have been hijacked for evil. Institutions like airplanes have been built to be powerful for the accomplishment of much good. But when control of these institutions is ripped from the people, they're built to serve us. They're not built to exist. They're not built to be autonomous. They're built to serve. The havoc they can wreak on civilization is proportional to the power for good. Institutional abuse is more than a danger to an institution's membership. Once hijacked, it can be an existential threat to the innocents who are only vaguely aware of its existence. And for decades, the enemies of civility have long marched through America's institutions on the cockpits of corporations, professional associations, trade unions, charities, NGOs, political parties. Government bureaucracies have been invaded by people intent on destroying our world. And those who poured out their talents and treasure to make those institutions strong are suddenly astonished to find themselves abroad, not with what they thought they built. Instead, they're on board so many missiles aimed at the heart of America again. And we reacted to this situation like the hijacked hostages of old. We have done it. Staying calm, waiting for the professionals to act. But the good guys have been neutralized. The self-policing mechanisms have been co-opted so that malignant behavior is no longer punished by forced resignations and firings and public humiliation. And now, like Todd Beamer, you see the pattern, and you can no longer escape the truth. You no longer have the luxury of time to consider. You have to wipe away inactivity from the table. You are now armed with the truth that you are taking in, that you see before your eyes, and the beckoning of your own humanity. You no longer have to wonder whether or not you will storm the cockpit, assess your situation, and take responsibility. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Radio studio, where the buttons get pushed prematurely sometimes. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull,
and release or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed. Check them out, franklinarmory.com. Now joining us from somewhere deep in Florida is from Combat Speed LLC is Super Dave Harrington. How are you doing, sir?
All right, just fine, Mr. Bill. How are you today?
Everything okay on your end? I mean, we tried to call you earlier.
Yeah, and
don't want you to think I'm standing you up or nothing.
No, dude. I was totally, like, zoned in on some gun work I was doing.
Oh, okay.
I'm working on developing a couple of new exercises. And, dude, sometimes when it's in my mind, I gotta capture it. You know what I mean?
I do.
But things are going really well. Cannot complain.
Outstanding. So, been doing a little thinking.
Getting in trouble.
I know.
It always happens to me.
Yeah. Now, I'm curious with you. Now, you run iron sights only, right? We've talked about red dots before, and you've explained to me why you only run iron sights, besides the fact that you don't have to have batteries for iron sights.
Right. Well, I do have dot guns for, you know, training and emphasis on, you know, so I can put emphasis on dots when I need to, but I don't choose to use dots. You know, I'm not committed to using dots on
right.
pistol. You know, I have aimpoint T2s on my carbines and stuff, and have been shooting, you know, dots on rifles for years. But I don't. This is my position on it. I'm going to ride the fence. They both have, you know, irons have advantages over dots. Dots have advantages over irons. The one thing that I think is extremely cool is being an iron sight shooter. Working with the pistol on, or, you know, working with a dot on a pistol actually made me a much better iron sight shooter. And I'll tell you why. The dot does not cut you any slack reference being able to see. It actually shows you, the dot actually shows you every bit of movement in the pistol.
Yeah.
While you're using it. So therefore, when you're using a dot, one of the biggest transitional points for me was learning to trust how much movement was okay. Because you can see movement in the gun with a dot that you cannot see with iron sights. Unless, of course, it's O-Dark early and you're watching your tritium inserts bounce around. You understand what I'm saying?
I do.
But the one thing that's critical about a dot gun is how you set it up. The line of sight, line of bore, is, you know, to get it as low as possible with the specific pistol you choose to use. Because in my experience with the Gen 5 Glock MOS setup, using the MOS setup with the dot so high on the pistol really alters the way the pistol acts in rapid fire, because it's, you've got such a high line of sight, line of bore. Of course, dots. The funny thing about dots, this is, I'm going to sting some dot guys real quick. It's kind of, it's in a nice way, it's laughable. I've got a buddy of mine that's just, I mean, he's Mr. Dot, spells his name D-O-T. But every time we go blasting together, the first thing he's got to do is fire a couple of rounds and confirm zero. And 9 times out of 10, he tweaks it a little bit. And I'm like, dude, do you ever, like, you know, does the thing ever just stay in one setting? And he's like, you know, of course he's going to pawn that off and say, no, dude, it's for my own confidence, which is cool. I firmly support that. But I don't think it's all a confidence issue, man. Dot wanders a little bit. But to each his own. I mean, if you, you know, it's what's important on an individual level is what you believe in. If you believe the dot is an advantage and is, you know, all that in a bag of chips, well, then the dot is an advantage and all that with a bag of chips.
Well, let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question. Like with this, I put a dot on the FN 509.
Okay.
And it's the Holosun 507K.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I just stuck the dot on there. It has suppressor sights on it already. So I can see the sights in the window. And when I turn on the dot is lined up perfectly with those sights.
Okay.
Now, for me, if I see that, to me, I'm zeroed. I don't know how I can beat what the engineers did with the sight set up on the gun from the factory. I don't know how I can be better than that.
Right. Well, let me I don't want to like walk on you, dude, but that
you only got 30 seconds. You got 30 seconds.
Okay, 30 seconds or less. As I recall, coordinating the dot as seen with the gun mounted in line with the front sight is a quick reference zero to get you on paper to actually zero the dot.
Right.
That's not a fail safe. I wouldn't call that a fail safe or zero.
Just
coordinating the dot with the front sight.
Well, I'll ask you the question. I'm not going to interrupt you and because that would be rude. So let me tell people how to find you, and I'll ask you my question when we get back. So Super Dave Harrington, you can find him at CombatSpeed.com. If you're looking to train with him or something like that, there's probably some information there. If you just want to keep up with what he's doing, the easiest way to see what Dave's got going on daily is to go to Facebook and check him out on Facebook. He's either Dave Harrington or Super Dave Harrington. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Over two dozen Republican governors are wanting a meeting with President Biden due to the illegal immigration surge at the U.S. southern border. The governors have signed and sent a letter to the White House requesting the meeting. But Arizona Republican Governor Doug Ducey isn't holding out hope to get together anytime soon.
This White House doesn't listen to governors. It doesn't value governors. It doesn't talk to the governors. It looks at us as lower middle managers in their federal corporation.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, President Biden says nothing is more urgent than defeating COVID around the world. Biden opening a global COVID summit and saying, "We've all suffered in the pandemic." Biden saying it's an all-hands-on-deck crisis and saying the solution lies in global vaccinations. This is USA Radio News. Gunfire erupted at a school bus stop in Louisville, Kentucky Wednesday when a car pulled up to a group of students waiting there, killing one student while another student was taken to the hospital to be treated for a gunshot wound, and a third student sustained minor injuries. The gunman remains at large. Louisville Metropolitan Police Chief Erica Shields raises concerns about gang members and gang violence at the Jefferson County Public High School and calls for dedicated officers to be assigned there.
Without having dedicated school resource officers who are trained in identifying gang members, identifying potential conflict, having that constant ongoing communication, we are lacking critical intelligence.
Despite one of the worst droughts in history, Californians are failing to save water. The State Water Resources Control Board saying overall conservation so far this year is only 1.8%. USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out, franklinarmory.com. Talking to Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. And I was asking you about referencing the sights with the dot on a dot. However, my question is this. You were talking about how it might need to be tweaked from time to time. If it's still lining up with all of that, when I pull the gun out, and if I'm pulling it out in a self-defense situation, is that good enough in your opinion? I think it's good enough. I never mess with my dots once I got when I have them zeroed.
I totally get it. And those distances, you'll be fine.
Where are you at? Are you a long way away from the phone or something?
No, dude, I'm right here.
Okay, well, if you're
like it was in a barrel.
You sound like you were on a speakerphone a long way away.
Well, I walked into the office.
Ah, okay.
I'm out of there now.
Good deal.
This. If you're thinking in terms, here's maybe this will help clarify things a little bit. If you're thinking strictly in self-defense type, true self-defense, where you know, it's going to be, when I say close in, relative, that's relative. You know, 15 yards and in, you got to ask yourself, based on the, and this is a individual decisions got to be made on the spot. Do you have time to use the sights or the dot in the first place? That's it. I see that as a decision point, part of developing the firing solution. You follow me?
I do.
Once I hit the go switch, I've already decided how I'm going to do it, and it's simply a matter of getting it done. So a decision point is, do I need to aim at all, or do I need to aim? Of course you need to aim, but do I need to use my dot at all, or am I just using it as a visual reference point, or am I simply relying on my visual input in respect to the alignment of the gun with the target? You see what I mean?
I do.
So there's always variables that, you know, come into the play of the problem. But again, it's a, you know, one, if you believe and you work at making the dot work for you, then I see that as an advantage. I just don't, I don't like the bulk of a dot. I don't think, I'm going to rewind back to the very beginning. Even though there are several companies out there that are successfully fielding dots, I still don't feel the reliability is there to commit or bet my life on an electronic dot on a pistol.
Right.
The durability is just not there yet, I don't believe. But they're a lot. I will say this about a dot gun. They're a lot of fun. The you know, shooting an iron sight, comparatively speaking, shooting an iron sight gun is fairly boring, man, because in order to shoot iron sights well, you have to do the same thing legit over and over and over. It requires an extreme amount of mental discipline to stay focused on the irons to hit well. Especially, you know, for a large shooting problem. But a dot makes it a lot of fun in respect to, again, based on your physical ability to control the gun in rapid fire. The time frame in which I brought myself up to speed on the dot guns, you know, and, you know, acquired them and got up to speed on them, my ammunition, my training ammo consumption doubled. Hands down. I mean, I was chewing it up.
Well, I mean, that comes from, there is no uniform depth that a dot is mounted to a slide. Like the MOS system on the Glock is probably slightly different from the MRD system on the FN 509, which, you know, then you look at the, I've got the optics ready, PD, Walther PDP, which looks like,
right,
you know, they've cut a huge chunk of the slide out for that to come off. And unless you're going and sending it somewhere to have it actually milled out, I think the various, while it saves you money to get one that's already cut for a slot or an optic,
right,
I think it might be better to actually send it out and get it milled out by somebody. And if that's the way you're going to, if you want to carry dot guns, have it only done by
right.
that guy. You know, like Buck Holly, like CNH Precision. Have it only done by mm-hmm. that guy.
Oh, I fully agree with that. If you're going to set up a dot gun, the dot should be mounted as low as possible and do whatever you got to do to get it there. And,
right.
you know, with the pistol being functionally reliable.
Well, I mean, and if you got sights to co-witness with it, like, with Chambers. One of the things that Chambers has done is Chambers Custom tests a gun so long before they let it go, they have an idea of which dots can take more shock.
Right.
So most of the dots, Holosun, they think Holosun is a bargain. And to that end, I mean, they make their first run of guns, it had a rear sight blade in front of the optic.
Right.
but no front sight on the front of the slide.
Right.
Yeah. It was an interesting little thing, and I mean, the gun hit everything you looked at, and I mean.
Well, I don't have irons on my Gen 5 34s because with the MOS setup, doesn't allow a rear sight. There's not enough real estate for a rear sight,
right.
So why even have a front? But it looks cool.
What, the slit? Running slit?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's an interesting little problem to consider because, I mean, my whole thing when I'm shooting for self-defense, which, you know, I don't ever film it, but one of my things that I do is draw first pull. I know I've seen you do that. I've seen a lot of people do that. And that first shot, getting that first shot off before anybody else has a chance to get a shot off, to me, that's right. Really important.
It's an advantage. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Certainly a distractor when you've already punched one through his chest before he can get one off.
Yeah. So, having said that, I don't know. The dots, and you know what? We're coming up on the next break. I'll tell you, I've only been to one dot class. It was Fisher's, and, you know, I'll tell you what he says. You may have gone to one. I don't know. But anyway, Super Dave, you can catch Super Dave. He has a YouTube channel called Super Dave Harrington. And the beauty of the YouTube channel is Super Dave sometimes inadvertently does like a little five-minute seminar where he gives away the good stuff that he should be charging you for. He'll just give it to you. Check it out. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
In the last 12 months, the Federal Reserve has added over $4 trillion to their balance sheet. It's led to an explosion in financial assets. Stocks, bonds, commodities, cryptocurrencies, housing prices have all exploded higher. But the Federal Reserve can't keep this going forever. This is unsustainable. It's why you need Advantage Gold. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. We don't pay celebrities millions of dollars. We pass that value on to you. It's why we're number one. Call 800-900-8000 now. Speak with one of our experts and learn how. We'll send you a free gold kit and a copy of my national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. That's the home of the binary trigger, the home of the loose line, reformation line, providence, the militia line. Beautiful lineup of rifles. Check them out, franklinarmory.com. We're speaking with Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. So I suppose, now what I have done, and as far as iron sights are concerned on guns, I'm trying to just use one type, which are the XS big dots, because right. I can see that really, really quick with both eyes open when I stick it out there.
Right.
I can line that up really, really quick. Is it better to get out there and to try to have one system that you work with, even if you're using different guns?
No, absolutely. I use night vision sights, and in support of actually using them, I outfitted all of my guns with the same sights. That is so critically visual. There's no reason, you know, I mean, even if you're going to transition, you know, from one pistol to another, be switched on enough to make sure that they make the sights that you use for that pistol. You know what I mean? If at all possible. It may be possible. It may not be. I don't know. However, to keep what you see standardized across various pistols is certainly important as it, you know, as it applies to your performance.
Right. Yeah, that was one thing when I did this and I created this, and now I've got it across Glock and CZ, which is probably the gun I would carry the most, and with the FN 509, which I have been carrying that a little bit, but it's a dot gun now. So
right.
It has the sights, the backup sights that it needs for it to be a dot gun. I'm sort of getting to where I understand the whole part about just iron sights. I think I'm getting to that. But now, when we're talking about just iron sights, especially with, like with certain platforms, like in the old days, which I'm pretty sure it doesn't happen now, but there may still be a few out there. Every time I ever bought a Glock before 2000, the rear sight used to fall off of it. That ever happened to you?
No, man. Not in my Glock days. I never had that issue.
Well, I mean, have you ever owned like I
drift to the left, if anything is going to drift out of a Glock, it'll drift out left.
Yeah.
So like if your trigger pin starts getting really worn, you know, from too much, you know, disassembly, cleaning and assembly, blah, 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 wear and tear. Another pin that if you use one of the back straps, the attachable back straps that use the longer pin, frame pin, if that pin is going to drift, it will drift out to the left. It's kind of weird. Bill Rogers swears all Glocks shoot a little left. But, you know, it's individual experience and, you know, again, coming back to what I stated in the earlier segment, you know, if you believe it, it is. It's true. You believe it. But, you know, even working across different guns, if you have the opportunity to standardize your sights, that's huge.
You know, when you say Bill Rogers says that all Glocks shoot left,
mm-hmm.
have you ever experienced a Glock shooting left, or do they just work for you?
Okay, in respect to that statement, it could be as simply a matter of how Mr. Bill locks a Glock up in his hands and, you know, mounts it on target, that he has to drift the sights a little right.
Right.
Because he locks the gun up.
Right. I haven't shot the Glock 19 yet. I haven't gotten the one back from Taran yet, so I haven't had a chance to shoot it either. But if I get a chance to this weekend, I'm going to take the Glock 19 out and shoot it. Because what I have been told to do is to have my hand on the Glock the same way I keep my hand on the Glock now, except don't. One of the things that I do to mitigate recoil is with the 1911 where you tilt your hands 45 degrees down to sort of lock that up to where you're going to mitigate that and make that 45 shoot sort of flat.
Yeah. You know what I'm talking
about?
Yeah.
Okay. So I do that with all guns. And with the Glock, because of the grip angle, I'm really driving my hand up into the beaver tail, which, you know, most people would tell you, well, what's wrong with that? Except I'm really doing it. So he recommends that I do it the same way, grip the gun in the same place, except make sure that my pressure is on my pinky. My pinky finger is applying squeezing more than it normally does, to where now it's making the lower part of my hand engage the lower part of the back strap more and sort of rocking my hand away from the beaver tail. Although I'm still making contact with it, I'm just not pushing into it.
I understand what you're saying, but if you don't mind, I'm going to adjust what you just described.
Okay, you got less than 3 minutes to adjust it, so go.
Put your primary gun hand on the frame and get the beaver, get high as high up into the gun as you can.
Right.
Right. Then put your remaining fingers around the frame. I agree with the camming action of the lower fingers against the front strap. But dig this. Where you described that action as pulling the V of your hand, from the back strap. I cam my hand where it forces me up into the back of the beaver tail. I cam my hand and grip. It's almost, I'm not camming the gun at the wrist.
Right.
Okay? Let go of that. Right. Got nothing to do with the wrist. This is camming the gun in my hand with my finger pressure, my grip pressure. And I'm not camming the gun in my hand as much as I'm camming my hand around the frame. And the reason I do that is because it puts the proper pressure on the pistol where it needs to be.
Right.
At the beaver tail and on the back and front strap.
Yeah. We're about to run out of time. We're about to run out of time.
This is hard to describe. I really have to kind of show you.
I will probably send you some video report cards of this one. Just
all right,
to
very cool.
Get your idea and everything.
I'll do a post on this, man. I'll do a post on this and explain it.
Outstanding. Thanks for taking the time to join me tonight.
Thank you, Mr. Bill.
Yes, sir.
Take care.
Up next, we're going to check out what's going on in the world of the gun culture with Editor-in-Chief Dan Zimmerman from the truthaboutguns.com. This is Lock and Load. Frustrated by your lack of shooting accuracy? Mantis X can help. Mantis X is an electronic coaching system that analyzes your shooting mechanics, diagnoses your issues, and recommends improvements, all in real time. Attach the motion sensor to your gun, pair it with our free coaching app on your phone, and start shooting. Mantis X shows you what you're doing wrong. Use Mantis X three ways: live fire, dry fire, or airsoft. Shoot, analyze, improve. MantisX.com. Excess Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with Excess's Tritium night sights. From big dots to three dots, Excess has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with Excess Sights.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.